coming up on episode number 512. We're doing an all-request show on a Wednesday, and we're going to rock it out with some covers of AC/DC, Guns N' Roses, and The Clash. All this, Tina, and trivia. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Wednesday night. It's October 1st, 2008. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another All Request edition of Coverville, where you email in, call in, post a message on the forums or on the weblog, and let me know what it is you want to hear. And we've got a mix of email requests and weblog requests, people who've posted requests on the weblog that I wanted to get to on tonight's show. So we're going to do that, and we're going to kick things off with a cover of Barry Maguire's Eve of Destruction. Now, looking back through the list, I've played quite a few covers of this song, and actually in the last 100 shows I've played a couple of different versions. Tonight I'm going to play a version that was requested by Dylan, who posted a message on the weblog. This is a version by DOA from their 2004 album Live Free or Die.
Bye.
going out to Bob and Greeley. That is Punk Masters' Husker Du from their album Everything Falls Apart and More, with a cover of Donovan's Sunshine Superman. Great short track there. Before that, your DOA from their 2004 album Live Free or Die, with a cover of Barry Maguire's Eve of Destruction. And that one is going out to Dylan. Thank you, Dylan, for your requests. Well, Coverville tonight is brought to you by Audio Engine. Audio Engine's great line of speakers, both desktop and bookshelf, as well as a new subwoofer, the Audio Engine S8. In addition to that, they've also got the W1, the premium wireless audio adapter. But we're going to talk really quickly about the desktop speakers. So if you're getting this podcast, chances are you've got a computer. And on your desk, right by your computer, you may have some cheesy little plastic speakers that came with your computer or were handed down from a relative, or maybe you just bought them such a long time ago that you just haven't thought about replacing them. Well, the new desktop speakers from Audio Engine, the Audio Engine 2s, great sound, just incredible sound from a little tiny package. They've got dual 1/8 mini jack and RCA inputs, so you can plug in a couple different sources. And it's made for your desktop, but perfect for smaller rooms. The sound on this thing is room-filling, and it sounds great with a desktop system. Sounds great with an iPod, anything like that. And they're portable. So let's say you don't use them for your computer. You can take them and put them in your living room, your kitchen, out on your deck, wherever you want to use them. Audio Engine 2's premium-powered desktop speaker system. Now, normally these things are $199 retail. Of course, you can find them a lot cheaper out there. In addition, if you want to order from Audio Engine USA, I've got a 10% off coupon code just for Coverville fans. Cover10, COVERTEN, gets you 10% off at AudioEngineUSA.com. When you're ready to order, just go to Coverville.com and click on the link in the show notes, or just go to Coverville.com/AudioEngine, and they'll take you right to their website. Audio Engine, quality speakers, digital audio, what is it? Audio Engine... I was just trying to make a real quick slogan for them, but I don't have one. Audio Engine, how about this one from their website? Audio Engine bridges the gap between audiophile, quality speakers, and digital audio players. That's not too bad, is it? Well, with the announcement that there's a Rock Band track pack coming to Walmart for the group AC/DC, I had to pull this one off of the all request list. This is a group called Hell Songs from their 2008 album Hymns in the Key of 666. James requested this one. It's just great. They take this rockin' AC/DC song, Thunderstruck, and, well, you'll hear what they do to it. Here's Hell Songs with Thunderstruck.
Was caught in the middle of a railroad track.
Thunder.
I was hit by a lightning attack.
Ah,
I looked around and I knew there was no turning back.
Thunder.
And my mind. What could I do? And I knew there was no help from you. No help from you. Sound of the drums, a beating in my heart. The thunder of guns tore me apart. And you have been
thunderstruck.
Thunderstruck. town.
Thunder.
Oh, we went down to Texas. Yeah, Texas. And we had some fun, we met some boys, some dancers.
Thunder.
Ooh, gave us a good time. The sound of the drums beating in my heart. The thunder of guns tore me apart. I was shaking at the knees. Could I come again, please? Yeah, the boys were too kind. You've been, yeah, yeah. You've been, yeah, 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 yeah. You have been
thunderstruck.
Yeah, it's all right, we're doing fine. I said, yeah, it's all right, we're doing fine. Oh. I said, yeah, it's all right, we're doing fine, fine. Oh.
I suggest,
I suggest,
I suggest,
I suggest.
Just gorgeous. Em Greiner from Canada, from her fantastic covers album called Girl Versions from 2001. That's a cover of The Clash's Straight to Hell. And if you had no idea of the lyrics, you'd be hard-pressed to recognize that as a Clash song. Before that, oh, I'm sorry, and that is going out to Kin in Israel. Before that, you heard Thunderstruck, another song that if you didn't know the lyrics, you'd never guess was an AC/DC track. Thunderstruck performed there by Hell Songs from their 2008 album, Hymns in the Key of 666. And that was requested, a lot of people actually requested that. James requested that on the forums, or I'm sorry, in the weblog. Jonathan, who's actually from their hometown of Göteborg, Sweden. Andreas and Eric all requested some Hell Songs and Thunderstruck by Hell Songs from their Hymns in the Key of 666. Let's get to the last set here. Now, this is a great cover. This is probably my favorite one of the show, although it's hard-pressed with a few of these other ones I've played. But this I love, and you'll know why I love it. It's a combination of female vocals and electronica, one of my favorite combinations. And not only that, it's very reminiscent of another favorite band of mine, Erasure. This was requested by Nathaniel in Davidson, North Carolina. He wanted to hear a cover of Guns N' Roses' Sweet Child of Mine, but he wasn't particular about who the cover was by. And so I pulled this one out. Really happy to air this one. This is a group called Flatpak from an EP called Sweet Child of Mine CDM with Guns N' Roses' Sweet Child of Mine. We'll be right back.
looks like violence. Break the silence. Come crashing in into my little world. Painful to me. Pierce right through me. Can't you understand? Oh, my little girl. All I ever wanted, all I ever needed is here in my arms. Words are there.
JR from Valencia heard the Lacuna Coil cover of Enjoy the Sounds. I played a few shows back and requested that one. Enjoy the Sounds, performed there by Failure from the 1998 Depeche Mode tribute called For the Masses. A great, great cover album to pick up, especially if you're a fan of Depeche Mode. But a lot of great bands on there. Smashing Pumpkins are on there, as well as that track there by Failure. Before that, you heard Sweet Child of Mine. Almost, you could almost call that an erasure track, except for the vocals aren't Andy Bell. That was performed by Flatpak from the 2005 EP Sweet Child of Mine. Great suggestion there from Nathaniel from Davidson, North Carolina. Well, Tina is here in the Coverville studios to do a little bit of trivia. How are you doing, Tina?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for joining us on a Wednesday. Kind of different to have you down here on a Wednesday.
It is.
I just can't decide what day I'm going to do the the all request shows.
Apparently.
Sometimes Sunday, sometimes Monday, sometimes not at all. But tonight it just happens to be on a Wednesday. And we've got a great one for you tonight. Well, I don't know if we've got a great one because I don't listen to these, obviously. This one comes from Chris. And it looks like it is a Zen musically challenged. So let's see what that's all about.
Good evening, Brian and Tina. This is Christian Buddhist with a Zen Trivia Challenge. I've chosen five songs and I'll play a snippet of each. You have to guess the name of the song and artist. But then comes the Zen Challenge. If an iPod plays without headphones, does it make any sound? All these songs have something in common. You have to guess the connection.
Okay.
First, let's start with an easy one.
You too.
Yep. What's the song?
In the Name of Love.
Very good. Actually, I think it's In the Name of Love is parenthetical. I think it's Pride in the Name of Love.
Oh, okay.
But that's, you know, you get the
Fine,
points
get
for that.
Get technical
one.
On me.
Hey, you know, you never know. It might be important. All right.
Okay.
Tina, did you figure out the song name and artist? The next is even easier. Number two.
So come on, Jack, be nimble. Jack, be quick. Jack Flash sat on a candlestick because fire is the devil's only friend.
Oh, I forgot.
What?
I know.
Oh, no. You've got to be kidding me. Really?
I'm really not kidding. Oh, I know the song.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Here's a hint. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Miss American Pie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
American Pie is the song.
Yeah.
And that's Don McLean.
Okay.
All right.
I wouldn't have gotten him.
Wow.
Just so you know.
Okay.
Number three.
Yep. Good.
What's the frequency, Kenneth?
Very good.
By REM.
Oh, man, you're awesome.
I know. It's my night.
It is. I think so. All right.
Brian should recognize number four from an old blues band.
Ooh.
I don't know.
The
role has ended.
No. Well, I think that's... I think that's Pink Floyd, and I think it's, was it Wish You Were Here?
Are they an old blues band?
They started out as a blues band, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to write that down, although I'm not sure that's correct.
The last song is a real challenge.
Is there gas in the car? Yes, there's gas in the car.
Get along.
Is that Stevie Wonder?
It's not Stevie Wonder, but yes, it is Steely Dan.
Steely Dan.
With Get Along. Kid Charlemagne. Kid Charlemagne by Steely Dan.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Well, you know, I'm a big
you are.
Steely Dan fan. All right, so is that the last one?
By now, you probably have answers to most of these. Did you get them all?
Well, I think so.
Oh, but what do they have to do in common?
Right. All right, well, Pride in the Name of Love. I'll go down the list of what we got to refresh, and that way people can pause if they want to guess themselves. Pride in the Name of Love by U2, American Pie by Don McLean, What's the Frequency, Kenneth by REM, I'm thinking it's Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd, Kid Charlemagne by Steely Dan. Now, based on the first three of these, for sure, Pride in the Name of Love was written for Martin Luther King Jr. American Pie was a tribute to Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, and Richie Valens. What's the Frequency, Kenneth, was about the newscaster getting punched in the face. Peter, who's the guy who died last year?
Peter Jennings?
Not Peter Jennings. It wasn't Peter Jennings.
Are you talking a newscaster?
I'm talking a newscaster, yeah. He died before Peter Jennings, I think.
Okay, I don't know.
I think he was on the CBS Evening News. Wish You Were Here is about Syd Barrett, who also passed away recently. Kid Charlemagne, I don't know who that is about.
Well, I bet it's all about death.
Let's say it's all about tributes. That'd be a little more positive, Tina. All right.
Fine.
That's my guess. Let's go ahead and see what we got.
The first clip was U2's Pride in the Name of Love. Next came Don McLean with American Pie.
So bye bye.
this American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
Then we had a song about a mugging, REM's What's the Frequency, Kenneth?
What's the frequency, Kenneth? This y'all been so dream.
Yeah, it's this newscaster was out on the street and he's doing a report or something, and this guy comes running up to him going, "What's the frequency, Kenneth?" and hitting him, and it's the newscaster I can't think of.
Oh, right.
Not Cronkite, not Morley Safer, not... Oh, man, I wish I could remember his name. Dang.
Okay.
For number four, I hope to trip up Brian with that blues clue, but Lyrics Undercover once featured Pink Floyd's Shine On You Crazy Diamond.
Shine On You Crazy Diamond. I wish you were here.
That was pretty good with the artist, though.
And lastly, The Obscure Kid Charlemagne by Steely Dan. Okay, how'd you do? I bet Brian got a 4 out of 5. Most of these songs were easy to guess. What's the connection? Each one of these songs is missing something. Do you know what it is? Here's a hint.
Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. But what's puzzling you is the nature of my game.
Okay, did you get the common theme? That's right. Every song is about someone, but their name is never mentioned in the lyrics.
Oh, okay. Oh. That's clever. Yeah, I guess... Wow, no kidding. Looking through these, that's totally true. Okay.
Pride in the Name of Love is about Martin Luther King Jr. and mentions April 4th, the day he was assassinated. American Pie is also about loss. This time, Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and the Big Bopper, who died in a plane crash... on a cold day in February 1959. It also contains references to Mick Jagger, the Beatles, Bob Dylan, and many more. What's the frequency, Kenneth? Is a phrase uttered by muggers when they attacked Dan Rather in Central Park in
Dan
New York
Rather,
City.
Dan Rather, of course.
You might remember the newscaster joining REM on stage on Saturday Night Live when they performed this one. Of course, Shine On You Crazy Diamond is Pink Floyd's tribute to fallen bandmate Syd Barrett, or should I say committed bandmate. Thank you to Brian for pointing out the acronym SYD on his podcast. Finally, in Kid Charlemagne, Steely Dan sang about Owsley Stanley, the Grateful Dead soundman and San Francisco dealer who brought enlightenment and chemicals to the masses.
I had no idea Kid Charlemagne was about somebody real.
Yeah?
That's cool.
Yeah.
Hopefully you got the connection between the songs and scored another 4 out of 5. The subject of that Steely Dan song is pretty obscure. If you like this challenge, our friends have given me many more songs. I get by with a little help from George, Paul, and Rico. This is Christian Buddhist with the Zen Music Trivia Challenge saying, sayonara.
Thanks, Christian. That was great. No, I thought that was a great quiz.
That was.
And the fact that those were not terribly obscure, I think probably helped a lot of people in the audience who send me emails saying, man, you know, some of those songs are so obscure. How do you pick them out? So... there you go. There's one with a lot of them that aren't obscure.
Yay!
All right, Tina's happy about that one, too.
Yeah.
All right, that is going to do it for tonight's edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to send in a request of your very own, please do. I encourage it. I welcome it. You can send it to coverville@gmail.com. You can also call my voicemail anyway. It is 206-222-COVER. It's a recording, so... don't worry, don't have to talk to anyone if you're shy. Or you can visit coverville.com for the weblog and the forums and post your message, your request, your ideas, your suggestions right there. There will be... am I going to do a show tomorrow night for a cover story? No, because I did the Bruce Springsteen cover story this week. So we will jump all the way to the next request show, which will be Sunday. Give you a few days break from me. Catch up on old shows. People are still talking about... Ukeville. So I think we'll give him a little bit of a break for a few days and let him catch up. Until then, this is Brian Abitz saying thanks again for listening. And we'll see you. Oh, no, that's not what I say. I say that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. You know what else I always say? I always say Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by
Cashfly.
You want to spell it?
CACHEFLY.com.
Oh, very good. Excellent.